You're listening to EPN.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salader with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Brock Blake, the CEO of Lendigo, which is a free online service that helps businesses find the right type of loan within minutes. Lendigo CEO Brock Blake is an expert at helping businesses find funding and has agreed to answer some common questions about small business funding today. Brock's passion is to make small business lending simple for the 30 million Main Street businesses in the U.S. And at the age of 24, Brock was recognized by Utah Business Magazine as one of the top 40 under 40 business professionals in Utah. In 2006, the Utah Technology Council named him Utah's Emerging Executive of the Year. He's also been included on VSpring Capital's V100 Top Entrepreneurs list 5 times in the last 6 years. Very impressive. Mr. Blake, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So are most small business owners aware of the number of funding options that are available?
You know, it's interesting. Most Main Street business owners in the United States, when they think about getting financing, the first thing that pops into their mind is they think, man, I'm going to go to the bank on the street corner or the bank that I've been working with for the last 10 years, and I'm going to apply for a loan. And unfortunately, what happens is that 9 times out of 10, they walk out of that bank with an application that's been declined. And that's an unfortunate process and something that we're really focused on solving. So the reality is that most business owners aren't aware of the vast, you know, majority of options that are available to them when it comes to getting financing. At Lendigo, our main focus is to help each one of these Main Street business owners to figure out the type of financing, the best time frame, the best loan amount, and other options to be able to help them to start or grow their business. So, you know, I'll give you an example. There's, you know, besides just a traditional bank loan, you know, everyone hears about SBA loans and they've, you know, that's a pretty common term, but there's a lot of other sources of loans. For example, business, lines of credit, equipment loans, merchant cash advance, professional loans, accounts receivable loans, peer-to-peer loans. You know, there's about 20 different types of loan categories that are available to business owners that are looking for financing.
If they don't know what options are available to them, how do they find out, or do most just go out of business because they don't know what options are available?
Yeah, you know, and the easy response to that question is Lendigo helps them, and you know, and I don't want to be too trite with that response, but you know, the challenge is there are so many options, so many banks. You know, one bank in your area might only do commercial real estate loans, while another bank a block down the street might only do SBA loans, and every single bank has different loan products with different rates with different application processes. And so it's, I mean, if you're a business owner, And you're trying to keep track of all of that, along with keeping track of inventory and HR and payroll and marketing. It's a daunting task. So for us, what we try and do is we work with all the lenders in the United States. You know, we work with hundreds of lenders across the United States. We gather their profile of what are the loan products they offer, what are the interest rates, what are the terms, what areas do they serve. So, you know, some of them only focus on certain geographic regions, states or counties or other things like that. And we pull all of that data into one source. So when the business owner comes through, they sign up for LendDeal, they give us some information, then what we can do is display to them, okay, business owner, we've narrowed down all of these options, and here are the you know, 3, 5, 10 best options available for you to get the loan that you need. So we're really trying to simplify that and make it so it's not such a daunting process.
Angel investing and venture capital dominate the headlines, but in your experience, what percentage of businesses, especially Main Street types of businesses, actually need angel or VC investment money?
That's a great question. You know, before we started LendDeal and we focused on loans, I spent a lot of time in the angel and venture capital space. And, you know, it's what's so interesting is that the perception of angel and venture capital is that it's just so sexy. You know, everyone wants to raise money and everyone wants to get financing from an angel or VC. And so you've got a lot of people that aren't really a good fit for angel or VC financing trying to get, you know, get a term sheet or get an angel or venture capitalist interested. Unfortunately, the reality is only about 1-3% of business owners are ever going to get angel or venture capital. And the reason why is because an angel or a VC, they're looking for the next Facebook or Google. They're looking for a business that is going to scale to $50 or $100 million. And most business owners, you know, across the United States, that's not what they're trying to accomplish. They have a great manufacturing business, or maybe they're a great, you know, they have a dry cleaning shop, or maybe they're a landscaper, and they don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to grow their business. What they need is $10,000 or $40,000 or $50,000, and they usually can do that through getting, you know, some type of loan product to help them grow their business. So it's a very, very small minority of people. Again, I would say 1-3% of business owners that would actually get funded through an angel or venture capitalist.
Today we're joined by Brock Blake, CEO of LendDeal, which is a free online service that helps businesses find the right type of loan within minutes. LendDeal's CEO, Brock Blake, is an expert at helping businesses find funding, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, giving us rich information here about getting funding for your business. Now, it used to be that getting a business loan required the business to meet a series of strict guidelines that often eliminated them from consideration. Have these things changed in getting loans, and or is it easier?
You know, It hasn't changed necessarily, and the reason why I say that is it's the perception is that to get a loan through a traditional bank, and the reality is that when the market crashed in 2008, everything tightened up, and the credit limits and everything, you know, all the credit requirements, and it hasn't really loosened that much, and so, you know, there's when you, and again, I'm talking specifically about a traditional loan. So a lot of banks and credit unions with that loan product, excuse me, are looking for business owners who have 2 years in business, good credit, decent revenues, you know, they're profitable, maybe have a little bit of collateral. But the thing that's important to know is that if you don't meet that criteria, there, again, as I've said earlier, there are so many other options. And so if you meet that criteria, that's fantastic. You're going to get a great loan through a bank or credit union, probably with good rates and good terms. But if you don't meet that criteria, then you don't need to be discouraged. There's probably other options for you, with the one exception. The business owner that has, that is a startup and doesn't have any revenues and that also has very low credit, you know, we're talking sub 600 credit scores, that business owner, the combination of those two things just does not play in your favor. So, you know, that's very, very challenging. And for that business owner, it's, the focus probably should be trying to get a loan through friends and family. But besides that, you know, specific demographic persona, there's likely going to be an option for you.
Besides traditional bank loans, what other funding options or loan types are available to business owners?
Yeah, so let me dive a little bit deeper into some of those options. One might be, for example, a merchant cash advance loan. This is great for any organization that's like a retail organization, a restaurant or a gas station or something like that, that does a decent amount or regular amount of credit card transactions every month. So if what they're going to look at is they're going to say, well, I want to see the consistency of what are your credit card transaction, what is the volume each month? And that is what they use kind of as your asset as your collateral. And they're willing to be pretty aggressive on the types of financing they can provide you through that. So that's one. Another one might be an equipment loan. If you have, trucks or trailers or, specialized medical equipment or other things like that that you're looking to either purchase or you own free and clear, you can use those as assets to be able to, get an equipment loan or buy or purchase equipment. Then there's, for example, peer-to-peer lending, where you've got good credit, you've got decent income as an individual, and you're looking to get, up to $35,000. You can do that through a peer-to-peer lending site. So those are three. I could probably go on for the next, 10 or 15 minutes talking about various, different types of loan options, but there's quite a few besides just your, traditional bank loan.
In your experience, what is the average loan size businesses need to start to grow or keep their business going?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the perception is that, business owners need so much money. The reality is we've seen hundreds of thousands of business owners, all walks of life from, across the country, that are looking for financing, and usually on average those loan sizes are going to be less than $100,000. In fact, our average loan size is right around $35,000. We have some people looking for as low as $2,000 or $2,500 to get their idea off the ground, and we also have business owners that are looking for a lot more than that. But if you were the average and the median is pretty close to that $35,000-$40,000.
Very interesting. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Lendio online.
Yeah, if you can just go to lendio.com, that's www.lendio.com, and they can sign up there. It's free, doesn't cost them a thing. We won't, charge them. We make money on the backside from our lenders, and we don't pull your credit or anything like that. It's a place where they can go without risk and see what options they have to pursue a loan. And once they sign up, we have lenders in our network that will reach out to them and talk to them about possible options to get the financing they need.
Can't beat that. Finally, what final tip could you leave with our entrepreneur listeners regarding our discussion today?
Yeah, well, I would just say I'm an entrepreneur myself, and man, I'm just I'm so passionate and just love the idea of entrepreneurs going out and building their business. And we have, we've gone through the last few years just some challenging, rough times, and there's probably some people who are thinking about, hey, should I start this business or should I not? And I would just say, get out and do it, make it happen, live your dreams, and, we're going to try and do our best to help you along the way. And there's never a better time to start your business than now, so make it happen.
Good advice. Couldn't have said it any better. He is Brock Blake, CEO of Lendio, which is a free online service that helps businesses find the right type of loan within minutes. And Lendio's CEO, Brock Blake, you just heard from him. He is an expert at helping businesses find the funding that they need. And the website of reference, once again, is simply lendio.com. Mr. Blake, thanks so much for joining us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.